Taylor Swift's climb to fame has been an interesting one to watch, whether you are a fan of her music or not. She's literally grown up in front of the public eye and has continued to soar to success. Before you assume you know all there is to know about Taylor, watch her documentary film on Netflix called Miss Americana. She begins her story with her plight to simply be a good girl. Another word for this is people pleaser. One comment she made that stood out to me was that her entire career from the age of 12 has been focused on gaining the praise of strangers. She wanted to be told she was doing good, and so much of her identity was dangerously wrapped up in her people-pleasing goals. Taylor's downward spirals would come when criticism and hate was targeted at her. It's these dark times that causes her to retreat and come back with a better sense of self and identity. Now less focused on pleasing others, she's free to be, as she says in her latest hit song, me. The pitch challenge today? Put people-pleasing aside and be yourself. There is no one else like you. You are unique in every way. Praise from people is a gift. Hate from people is a curse. And being ignored can be worse. What can you control? You can control loving yourself even when no one else is there to give you love, praise, or encouragement. Don't wait for people to like, love, and admire you. In fact, it's much harder to find this when you don't have love for yourself. Get past striving to be a good girl or boy by knowing with confidence who you are and what you are worth. Actions speak louder than compliments. Continue to do good and don't worry about the praise from people who are always hard to please, even if your name is Taylor Swift.